There you go.
What's up, everybody? What's going on? It's your boy Chad, 4DK, Mr. Chad. It's another Friday night at Churchill Smoke Shop. Right here on the hill, as late as night as always. We got some special guests in the building, and we'll be in the building all weekend. As always, I got my right hand man, my partner in crime, Mr. P Powell to the third. Powell is Mr. Preston Powell the third.
Chad, what's going on, brother? Back in
hey,
the
man.
House again for the Good Brothers Podcast.
That's right.
Oh, it's always good to be here. You know,
oh, yeah.
Today, smoking on, finishing off that La Palina Diablo from yesterday. Finishing that off. Well, I know you've spoken to a 7x7 flathead again.
That's right. My favorite.
And of course, you got the Friday night cocktail going on.
Okay. Oh, yeah. A little lies.
So you've been out of town for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Cruising the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You got a little break from school and whatnot, so you need to catch up on a few things. You know, one of the things you do need to catch up on is I didn't get your take on Jim Brown passing.
Icon, legend, and most important of all, he was a man's man.
Yeah.
He was not afraid to stand up. He fought what he believed in. He stood behind what he believed in. He was a mentor. He was a hero, and again, he's also a legend. His life, he lived his life meaningfully.
Right.
And he lived his life with substance. And he helped guide, helped lead, and he was an example for a lot of people.
Right, right. You know, I was lucky enough to meet and have a somewhat a good relationship with Jim Brown. And, you know, even when his body started to fail him, you know, he was still out there trying to do things with his American program and some other things he was doing, you know, just try to give back to the community. You know, I didn't never get the chance to see him physically play. I'm not old enough. You know,
right.
I got people, my family still say to this day, he's still the greatest running back to ever play the game. You know, and he was a great lacrosse player. Was it lacrosse?
Yeah, lacrosse, yeah. Lacrosse,
yeah,
lacrosse.
Like, he's like an all-American lacrosse player as well.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
The depth of, you know, his athletic ability, and then he went on to be a profound athlete. In fact, was he the first with his white woman? It was Raquel Welch, wasn't it? In,
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
On the screen. Yeah, so, I mean, he was breaking barriers, you know, in
all
the
kinds of ways.
A long time, you know, so. You know, shout out to Jim Brown. You know, God bless the dead. A legend. To say that. And then another legend just passed a couple of days ago, Tina Turner.
Tina Turner, you should have never ate the cake. Dang.
Well, eat the cake at it, man. Eat the cake.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Ate the cake.
But, you know, she had a huge resurgence. What was that, in the 80s?
Right.
She came out and, she, you know. Was she even in the country when she passed?
She was in the Netherlands.
Yeah, I know she left.
The Netherlands or Switzerland, something like that.
Yeah, she left the country for a minute, but I know she had an extensive library after her time with Ike and stuff like that.
Right.
She still become an international star at an elderly age. Well, I wouldn't say elderly, but of an upper age person.
Right.
Became a star. You know, most people remember her through Angela Bassett.
Right.
Or Mad Max, the Thunderdome.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, she did her thing, though. That's two legends that passed this month. You know. All right, rest in peace for those individuals. You know, they're legends and icons, athletics, sports, and entertainment industry. But also, you know, I think you could take also on, you weren't here with the John Morant family.
Man, I'm so sick of that dude, dog.
For those of you who don't remember, this is the video we're talking about with John Morant. Now, we just saw that.
He needs some guidance. I mean, he need to have some right people around him. I mean, if I got a dude, if my dude doing what he's doing for me, I need to protect that guy.
Yeah.
You know, and then they say that's what he want to be. That's his lifestyle, dude.
That ain't his lifestyle.
That ain't you.
Got the queen of the hair. I ain't gonna tell y'all what she had to go do earlier. It was too tight on her.
Oh my lord. Oh my.
I didn't know I had a hit in my idiot.
Queen Hill.
There's always something going on around here. So, but yeah, you know, back to Ja Morant. You know, his boy didn't try to protect him. He moved the camera as, you know, as fast as he could. You know, but that, you know, that's the doing Bell. He got caught in 4K, as the kids say.
But why?
Yeah, that don't make no sense. It literally makes
that's
no sense.
You know what? You know what? You know what? That's like me going to New Orleans. Somewhere deep off of the Nine Ward, I'm a Black Peace Stone Ranger.
And I know you heard the response of the Crips and what they said about it. You know, you gotta check that video out of the response.
Now I saw the one that Keyshawn did.
Yeah.
Like, Keyshawn hit on the head. I mean,
yeah.
He did his ass whooped.
You wanna be part of a life you're not part of, where you grew up in South Carolina. Come on, man. You ain't from that. Let that go. Let that be what it's gonna be. That ain't your lane to be in. I don't. You know, one of the things I thought me you talk about is we gotta have a bigger discussion about the community. What's accepted? What do we glorify? What do we deem necessary? Especially when you move to a new level in life, a new stage in life. Because, you know, I grew up those kind of dudes. They protected the people who's coming up that was educated. You know, they people that was in school and stuff like that.
Well, you know, man, look, I'm sure you have other people have. I grew up around killers, gangbangers. Man, I give them regular shake, whatever, and I march on. I move on.
Yeah.
But we live in a different day and time when those guys saw something in you that said, hey, man, look,
right.
Don't leave.
Right.
You're here to leave. You know,
you could be around now.
Exactly. So, you know, it's a two-way street. We're going
to what kind of dirt they were doing, they got you out of there.
Right. We're going to find too much violence. We're going to find so-called lifestyles that we see on TV. We still trying to live a New Jack City lifestyle on the phone.
And let's be honest. That shit ain't fun. For those people, it might look like that shit ain't fun. That ain't no game.
But
people really
that ain't no game. I'm gonna turn this to mental health. Take somebody who watches those videos that Ja Morant does, and he internalizes,
right?
And he feels like he's talking down to him. So basically, Ja Morant just became a mark.
Well, I mean that's what the video from the guy was saying. Like, man, you don't want to live that life. You know,
right.
You don't know nothing about
it. Oh, I know a video you're talking about now. Yeah.
Yeah, with the clip talking about. In fact, we're playing right here. So you see what he said, he just, you know, you don't want none of that, man. You don't want none of no part of that.
You constantly got an X on your back, and they're going to do it for fun.
Yeah. That's just that fun.
I don't get it. You got $250 million to play with.
Well, he had $250 million.
Oh, my bad.
He lost $39 million when he didn't make the All-NBA team.
Oh, yeah, but then he also got suspended for a whole season, right?
Well, he ain't the whole season yet. They don't know what it is yet, but, I mean, he's going to be suspended without pay, so he's looking at a big hit there. He's looking at millions there. And then, you know, you saw he sent this cryptic tweet this week saying, you know, love you, mom. Love you, dad. Bye. You know, hopefully they get the young man to talk to somebody. I mean, they said he went to that little thing in Florida, but what did he say? He went there for like 2 days.
Yeah, so something like that. Yeah.
Talk to somebody.
Yeah, because that sounds like an SI. And what an SI is a suicidal ideation. In other words, an idea about suicide.
Yeah, it just, That was sad to see. So we don't want to, we'll see where that goes. So hopefully, you know, from the league perspective, hopefully gets right, but from his parents' perspective, you know, but that dynamic changes when your kid is the money maker. You know, I'm assuming, I don't want to say what they are, but they seem like they're scared to deal with them because, you know, that should have been dealt with a long time ago.
Yeah, it seems like they're also living vicariously through him as well. Yeah, which is toxic.
That's wrong all the way around, man. You know, I wish there was a way, you know, that they have some level of someone that from the league perspective to give them an opportunity to go through a program to leave on time. But I know they don't do that. They do that privately. Any program they go through is like punishment, stipulation, right, things like that. But there should be something available. You know, that is generational type money that you just throwing off.
He said for life.
Don't make no sense. With that kind of behavior, like you said, kids see that, internalize and think like, hey, John Moran, maybe that he's living like this, and he ain't living like that. He ain't living right. Like that. He's going home to a mansion and stuff like that. Yeah, he ain't living like that. You know, he's putting on for the camera like that, but he ain't living like that. You know,
it's messed up.
I don't know where it is. At some point, but as a community, we gotta say, "Hey, man, time out for that shit. That shit ain't no fun and game."
Yeah, so, I agree.
So when we were, you know, back but, in the day, good.
Yeah, and also this too. You know, we gotta stop saying, you know, just because our homeboy, homegirl, that I ain't gonna say something because it's them. No, that's a problem. We enable the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
We gotta call a spade a spade. If you wrong, tell them wrong.
Yeah, man, go from there. Because that shit right there, man, that's all sorts of problems. All sorts of problems.
Right.
Wish you get things right. You know, I heard from half a season to 25 games. Like, either way, you talking about millions of dollars lost. Going down the drain. Before we get off here, man, you know, talking about that, like, you know, coming up June, it's our social spoke.
Oh, yeah, man. June 15th through the 18th, guys, do not do anything. There's a lot of great activities. A lot of great events going on in the city that weekend. Father's Day weekend, there's a concert up here at Churchill Smoke Shop outside in the back in the field. That Saturday, again, Soul City Smoke Fest, June 15th through the 18th. That Thursday night will be at Country Squire. That Friday night, the location event will be announced. Also, that Saturday will be in the daytime, a day party at downtown. At night will be an Ish, it's a white party. It's that Saturday night, and then we're going to cap it off with a tailgate right here at Churchill Smoke Shop.
That's right. Again, you know, I ain't got nothing else this weekend. It's good to have my man Chad Juice back in the house.
Appreciate it, my man.
Let's have a daily discussion. Man. Y'all look for some videos, some little small. We're going to start doing some shorts coming up soon. So hopefully, you know, you guys get a chance to enjoy that. But if you get a chance, get into the comment section and keep the discussion going. What do you think about Jim Brown pass, Keenan Jim pass? Or if you haven't started discussion on Dr. Rand. So let us know what you guys think. Don't forget to hit the bell so you know when we're doing a podcast. Like, subscribe. Be power. My man Chad, you got anything else?
Hey, man, we appreciate you all. For tuning in to each podcast. And again, like Preston said, remember to like, share, and subscribe. We appreciate you guys, man. Till next time.
Peace. Y'all take care, baby.
Peace.